Good morning. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks for this Monday, the 16th day of November 2020. I'm David Ellis. With me is John Stout, the technical operator and producer. We are with you up until 2 o'clock today, and we are open to your thoughts, your ideas, your suggestions. As you look at Barbados and the world, I think there's just been an announcement. I'll check to see the full details of it. But another COVID-19 vaccine is being talked about. I think the company that is behind it is called Moderna. And what is significant about this? Now, you know, just about a week ago, there was the announcement that they found one that was 90% protective. Now, this is the one that has been produced by the German company BioNTech and Pfizer. One of the big issues with that particular vaccine is that it has to be stored at very, very low temperatures. And now the Moderna COVID vaccine is said to be nearly 95% good when it comes to giving protection. They say a new vaccine that protects against COVID-19 is nearly 95% effective, according to early data from U.S. company Moderna. The results come hot on the heels of similar results from Pfizer and add to growing confidence that vaccines can help end the pandemic. But both companies use a highly innovative and experimental approach to designing their vaccines. However, either way, it's going to take some time. It's a rainy day in Barbados. Some people just love the rain. I'm among those. But with this rainy weather comes some threats. So there is an alert that has been issued by the Met Office to the effect that we need to be cautious out there because there is every possibility of flooding in some areas. We had the tragic situation over the weekend in St. Lucie, where a young man lost his life at Lambert's. And we have also had on the same day, another person lost their life in a traffic accident. Indeed, this guy, when I looked at his picture in the newspaper today, I know him. He used to work here at Radio Fusion years ago, David Foster. He worked in the back as a linesman. Those were the days when Radio Fusion had the cable system, and you had to have all of these men who worked with the cable and, you know, made sure that people were able to get the feed into their homes and that sort of thing. So I remember Mr. Foster from way back. I suppose there must be hardly anybody else in here who remembers Mr. Foster, no. But, you know, I must be the last of the Mohicans. Now, what do you want to talk about this morning? Let me not try to set your agenda. You know what we really don't want here? I really would love to think that the people who called CBC this morning and talk about all the things that they talk about, England got the gall to pick up the phone this morning and call me and expect to raise the same issues with me. I listened to you this morning and I know the voices. You guys don't have no shame at all, you know. I don't understand what drives some of you. I mean, if you pick up the phone this morning and go up on CBC and raise one issue, you mean to tell me you ain't got no creativity to come here? If you come here, come with a different issue. You don't come back here and talk the same thing and behave as though you into reinforcement. Let me hear you this morning. Down to brass tacks.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Hey, good. I got some creativity here for you.
I hope so.
Real creativity. So listen carefully. This is the roadmap that I study for the Democratic Labour Party to get a seat in the next general election. You got a pen and paper?
No, I don't need it.
Yeah, you're gonna need it. Listen carefully to me. I am going to install Ms. Christine Hines as the leader of the Democratic Labour Party. I got you as a candidate there for Ronald Thompson's seat. I got Corey Lane as a candidate for John King's seat. Christine can run in the Spanish for the speaker.
And where you running?
I gonna be campaigning for Christina and Dennis. God, then gonna be in my conscience. I got Dennis running in St. Philip, John. That if I know you and Corey Smart, and all of them want back out. So I got two other names there for that for one era.
You know, you got imagination.
Dr. Justin Robinson and Don Marshall. I will put Don Marshall in your place and Robinson in Corey place. Because you know Corey's going to play, he won't duck out. The Democratic Labour Party will get a football.
But you have already ducked out. Because you decided that you didn't want to be a candidate.
But I can't.
You want to be a backer. So you, maybe just following you if you duck out.
I know you're going to want to duck out. I feel Corey's going to want to duck out too. But Mr. Ellis, that's a pathway they can get back in court. To be honest, the leader right now of the Democrat Labour Party and setting a good example.
Well, first of all, I want to say to you, though, that, you know, we got to be a little bit more tolerant and patient mm-hmm. with any political party that has gone through what the Dems have gone through.
True.
Just after 2 years, some people seem to expect a miracle. It's going to take time. And the opposition politics is very, very hard.
Uh-huh.
And there is no surprise, therefore, that Rudy Grant
and George Connolly
have defected.
Jump ship.
Yeah, because, you know, people, they got things to do. They got to live.
Of course.
And When you come up against opposition politics, it can be an exceedingly tough life. I think we have to bear in mind that while neither of the two political parties has gone through what the Dems are going through today, but there was a time when parties got 2 seats, parties got 3 seats, and they really had to go back to the drawing boards, and it took time to re-emerge. So don't expect a miracle from the Democratic Labour Party. Also, you know, bear in mind that, for me, a very important lesson is this. When you have power, you have to be exceedingly careful in how you exercise that power, because it can come back to haunt you.
That is my next move.
In one way or the other. The Democratic Labour Party's problems today did not begin today.
True.
And the Labour Party, the Barbados Labour Party, which is on top right now, and, you know, many people associated with the Barbados Labour Party are very much on top of the world with their power.
Mm-hmm.
But to the same degree, they're going to go through their own experiences and approaches that will, from time to time, prove to be controversial and that sort of thing. However, the most important point is that you've got to try your best to remain faithful to certain values and virtues in a country. Okay. Nowhere are we seeing the threat more than in the United States with what is happening today.
Yeah, true.
You know, and you listen to the comments which were made by former President Obama about the danger that is posed by the way that the Trump administration has handled situations in the past and are dealing with this transition. If nothing else, we have to recognize that that is something that can happen anywhere in the world.
The world.
All right? So that's where I think we need to look at the parallels where they may exist in terms of how you exercise power, how you respect the institutions, how you respect the will of the people. These are the things that we need to look at.
Yeah, before you go on, Mr. Ellis, I want to say one thing. If my PM feels that she can bring people and push out the old says that there, are you going to say something, if in my opinion, that it look unfair?
Like what? What are you talking about?
I talk about Brandon, Mr. Grant, and Mr. Connolly, and you can find like Neil Rohr and other people again push out anywhere. I can come from this radio and make noise.
Well, you know, there was a statement by Trump that he could shoot somebody,
yeah,
and the people would support him. I wouldn't go so far with the prime minister, but I will tell you, she could do almost anything in Barbados right now, and people seem to support her.
She can get opposition.
Even people in the Labour Party. If you listen to the comments which were made by George Payne on the floor of the House, he's still there, though.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah. But not me. That's what you said prior, that I would never support a certain individual again, although I'm a member of the party. I'm not a paid-up member. I like the policies, and they go along with things that the party is doing. But them can't do foolishness to people, and I, DJ Bigger, keep him up quiet.
Well, I want to say that you would have seen that last night there was the immediate follow-up in St. George North to the campaign by having a meeting looking at the problems at Lower Estate.
This was very good.
Very good, but let me say something to you. Let me say something to you. So do we need a by-election in St. Thomas to deal with the dump? Which is a much bigger national issue. I mean, I listened to the experts last night as they talked about all of the threats that are posed by the
smoking thing from there.
The combustion and the methane and all of that. But remember this.
Yeah.
Whatever problems that we may face at Lower Estate, we face them
ten times.
Across the other side. So let me say to you that in this context, therefore, while the government talks about trying to appease the concerns of the people of Lower Estate as its election promise to those people, we also want the government to talk to us at the same time about what is being done about that much bigger national problem.
I can give you 110 marks for that. But you know what, there was supposed to be two by-elections, or you never heard of
it? I don't believe in rumor.
Oh, you're on a rumor?
I don't believe in rumor. Because let me also say something to you.
The other one's going to come soon, though?
Well, you know, there may be, and the government and the prime minister would have to determine exactly what the strategy is. If there is a desire to have more than one by-election in this period, she may be inspired by what has happened in St. George North. There are those who look at it from another perspective and suggest it may be a word of caution, but not a big word of caution, though, because at the end of the day, the size of the defeat to the Democratic Labour Party has been significant.
Yeah, the same thing happened again, but it was supposed to be two. At least that I was told so. I don't want both much, but I just still get news. Ms. Ellis, thank you for listening to me. I hope I take as much time as Alvin or them other ones.
All right. Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks.
Good morning, David.
Yeah. Let me hear how creative you're going to be this morning.
All right. You listen. This morning, I call.
I will let you to turn off your radio.
I want you to notify.
We want to notify the listenership that you are not going to be supporting any political party.
That I will not be participating anymore.
Give me a break. I heard you this morning. I told you already.
I have heard you this morning
elsewhere.
All you got to do is
be creative. Be creative.
Next week will be independent. And I'll be going, I want my listenership to know.
Your listenership? What listenership you got? What listenership do you have?
Thank you.
What survey do you have to show that you have listenership? Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, morning.
Yeah. You remember when the move Nelson statue, the figure that was quoted, to turn it around, if I remember correctly, it was over $100,000 as stated by the then opposition, which is not the government. Remember?
I remember that there was a lot of discussion about having spent all that money to turn it around, but I can't remember the precise figure. Well, you doubt the $20,000 that is being quoted right now?
I I am amazed by the barbers they're packing masks. Now, you just turn around something and speaking subject to correction. They were supposed just about over $100,000 or thereabouts, but now you're moving it from one load. You have to take it up. You have to transport it. You got to pay it back, and it's costing $20,000. If the people in barbers are probably saying that all people in barbers are idiots, and I'm not. I think, and as I said before, at this point in time, with people going through so much struggles, whether it's 5,000, whether it's 20,000, I think the best solution for Nelson at this time is a tarpaulin over here and a rope and tell you. That money could be better used helping some poor people. I don't agree with it. And a bad answer this year. But you're the exception. You and a few others. Well, I want to make that clear. They speak in different tongues and languages. And I think that their mission is to impress people and make themselves popular. I am talking about this thing with blues and I'll be at it as well as the breath of my body. I'm talking about Black Lives Matter. I am still asking David Denny what shade black with blues. I'm still asking that. And the legal fraternity here in this island, there's so many lawyers. You want to tell me somebody can come to that man's wife's assistant and help her fight this? Huh? And this thing is heartbreaking. Also, Queen's College, I have a granddaughter going to that institution. I know how hard, and a niece, I know how hard they work. And I know there are others who work very, very hard. Many times we had to tell our granddaughter, my granddaughter, take a break from the book. And to see what is going on with those children now. And better than I had a granddaughter.
What are you talking about?
The not getting scholarships, because I can't believe that a school can go from the top to rock bottom and one full school. Can't happen. Stand wrong. I would suggest, because parents are being trained to their best and not getting anywhere. I know you're going to tell me this is ridiculous, but when you try one method and it don't work, you go to another. Mm-hmm. I would encourage all parents to have a sitting on the compound of the Ministry of Education every day, not just for one day. And they want Barbadians to know this too, because it may not be affected by it. Who's to say that later on in life that your child or grandchild won't be affected by something? We need to come together and fight wrongdoings. That's our problem, you know. It's not happening to me, so I can't care less. But what happened to David Ellis? No, it can easily happen to Mr. Pete in the next split second. And we only realize it then when we are going through those experiences.
All right, Mr. Pete, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, just a correction. I said Rudy Grant, but it's Rodney Grant is the person. Rudy Grant did it earlier. So all the Grants now are, or those two Grants are on the same side. Again, I assume that Rodney Grant was a Dem when Rudy Grant was a Dem too. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Hello, good morning. Mr. Ellis, am I on?
You are.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is that I was warned. You were off for a short holiday.
Yes.
And it was. I don't know if you had listened to the. I think it was the first Monday that you were off.
Not at all.
Well, anyway, there was. I think Dr. Christina. Is it Hines or Bell? The
Hines.
Yeah, and there was a caller. Regular. I was a nuisance caller that went down the line about blood will run in the streets of Barbados. I don't know if that was drawn to your attention.
It wasn't.
But anyway, I thought that was pretty bad, and I think you just had a little tangle with him there. He's
he's the one seeing calling program again.
Yeah, but if you don't, it would have done the program a very good honor, because then I think listening to him for all these years, he's become a nuisance. And I mean, you went to school and you went to university and you decide that you're going to stand on your own 2 feet and get a job and support your family. But if a person wants to be used as a political football for all these years, because I hear you speak about times in Grantley Adams and that type of thing. And you know very well that recently, before the election, he was supporting the government party. And he even said he was going to St. John to campaign. He wanted to see a whitewash.
Well, you know, you need to be careful in, you know, being so condemnatory of this man. Because, you know, we have all types of people who come to communicate with the public of Barbados via this medium. Some people are motivated by something that happens in to them or around them, and they listen for all the years, and then one day they pick up the phone and they make a contribution. Others see it as a place where they can consistently come to the public and communicate their views, and yet others communicate not only their views but the views of others who are afraid to speak for themselves. What can happen in all of this is that you can develop a view that you are more important and more powerful than you actually are. And I've seen some of the callers go through that kind of experience. You believe, for instance, that as long as you say something should happen, then it will, and it must.
Now God has spoken.
Yes, and if it doesn't happen, then you get angry and that sort of thing. I mean, I've watched, you see this Nelson matter here?
Yes.
You know, we've watched this over the years.
I know.
And we are now at a point where people who used to be on the fringe, when it came to certain demands that they were making, live long enough and they become the center. But if they operate on the premise that when they were calling for it 30 years ago or so, that they were going to get all upset and angry and even throw in the towel because nobody listened to them at the time, then their voice may not have been heard today. So you got to be careful that you don't exercise impatience and intolerance in seeking to see certain changes in the country. And some of the callers do go through that.
Yeah. You know. One more thing. Do you think that the tax that the government has, you know, that the sewage tax, that you think it's about, I don't know, I haven't heard Dr. Clive Maskell on this, but it's a real hardship on a lot of people.
Well, all the taxes are.
I know about
it. I wouldn't take out one and single out one from all the rest, but then you have to ask the question, why are you paying such high taxes, and what are you getting for it? I looked at the newspaper today, for instance, and I saw a whole list of road construction activities that are taking place. I don't know if you've been checking that.
I haven't been
in the newspaper, but it's quite a number of things, and this is an ongoing update on road repairs and such activity. It may well be argued that this is as a consequence of two major things: the debt restructuring, which gives, well, three: the borrowing, the debt restructuring, and the taxes. So how satisfied are you with what you are getting will be the question I put to you when you say remove this or the other tax.
That's the only one I think is really harming a lot of people now, that sewage tax. I think there was a purpose for that. And I think, matter of fact, I think maybe that is going to be removed just before the election. you know, to swing the pot. The last thing I want to say, though, I don't, 2021, you think that you could probably, like, restructure the or reform the calling program so that we won't hear these, I call them nuisance callers, like, every day? Can you just restrict them maybe twice a week?
Any attempt to restrict regular callers creates a whole set of backlash from them. They behave very badly when you set about doing that. If I had the resources, I would control it differently.
Okay.
Which means that I would have to have more people involved in the production of the program, because the person who is charged with the responsibility for protecting us from defamation and that sort of thing, that person can be dealing with that and still trying to filter the calls.
Control,
So because if you can filter the calls better, you will be you will improve how it sounds in that regard. Because you will know, for instance, that a guy called, well, first of all, you're gonna ask a man or a woman, give me some idea what you're talking about. So then you're in a good position then to say, okay, well, this dovetails with what the other person is speaking about right now. Sometimes you are able to say, well, it also is at variance with, so this is a good place for us to put you because you get the diverging perspective and that sort of thing. So it is about production and having enough resources to produce it in that way. That is how I see it. I mean, there may be another way. I mean, technology being what it is today, you may be able to look for some piece of software or something that may be able to improve it for you.
But you know, Dennis Johnson, he knows the voice. He knows all the voices, and because he was.
Long that's what I tell you. Is that artificial intelligence may well put you in a position to detect the voices and to control the voices. You know, that's where we're going in the world. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Down to brass tacks. Hello.
Hello, David.
Good morning.
Hello, David.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How can I help you this morning?
There are four issues I would like to look at
this
morning. Could you tell me if the subvention that is supposed to be paid to political parties is a heading in the estimates?
I can't tell you. You know that the Democratic Labour Party doesn't get it. And I don't think... I'm not so sure that I know that the PDP doesn't get it either, because there was that controversy about it.
So is this money dispensed at the pleasure of the Prime Minister or the government?
No, as it outlined, there's a certain criteria that would have to be met to be able to get the money. I wouldn't describe it as something that is at the discretion of the Prime Minister.
So why isn't Bishop Azzi's party not...
Are you sure that this is not related to the PDP being an established party at the last general election?
Oh, so it has to do
so
with...
So the Dems were a party in the last general election. They lost all of the seats.
Yeah.
The PDP, Bishop Atherley, was a member of the Labour Party at that time. He subsequently formed the PDP. Well, first of all, he became the leader of the opposition and then formed the PDP. So I think that you need to look at it from that perspective. He was not an established party fighting an election and losing in the last general election in 2018. Okay?
But since